Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I am living in the Twilight Zone, and I know you are as well. It is Thursday, the 20th day of October, 2011. We're going to get into the whole supposed Gaddafi killing. If you go up to thedrudgereport.com, there is a News Channel 5 story. Tennessee becomes first state to fight terrorism statewide. The TSA rolls out checkpoints on the highways. Now, Homeland Security already did this 2 years ago. It's in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And TSA was involved in that. But I've always told you, we're going to have domestic checkpoints, just like the over 100 they have inside the United States. Under federal regulations, up to 100 miles inside. I went back through one of these again yesterday, and it was explosive. I'm going to be airing that tonight on the nightly news. I just got into the office an hour or so ago, and they're getting that video off my camera. I really got in their face this time. And I told them that the government are drug dealers and criminals and that I don't respect their unconstitutional activity. And I just really can't take it anymore. I'm getting to where I can't handle it anymore. I mean, the flying, the naked body scanners, the groping, the TSA at high school proms in New Mexico, and now this headline. I hadn't even seen this. It's up at drudgereport.com. Drudge also is linked to the report that we posted at Infowars.com that Paul Watson did. With the headline that State Department sends in one of the leaders of the Arab Spring from Egypt to run Occupy Wall Street. It is CIA, State Department, Obama run. That doesn't mean the people that showed up for it are bad. There's a lot of corruption on Wall Street. That is where most of the problems are emanating from, but not Wall Street itself generally, but the actual private Federal Reserve. That report is up at drudgereport.com as well. But it's just the nightmare just keeps coming more and more true here. The nightmare just continues to intensify, and we are going into an authoritarian nightmare. And I personally am beyond disgusted, beyond angry, beyond rage right now. It's in the news, what already came out last year, that Homeland Security arrests illegals in these fake stings and then releases them with green cards. That they've frozen all major deportations of Mexicans, not of other groups, including criminals. And that's back in the news today. And then meanwhile, I pull up, and they're waving everybody through, but they want to search my car, and I've got to tell the Border Patrol, I'm going to have to sue you. I mean, this is 98 miles inside the U.S., and I'm not against the individual Border Patrol people, but I literally have to have this stand down, this standoff, with them, where I get in their face, and where my kids are sitting there watching this, and then they tell me to go. I mean, you know, they had like six of them slime over. They said, "Pull over there. We're going to search you." And I said, "I'm going to sue you. You come on here and violate my Fourth Amendment." And you know, the Supreme Court has ruled they can have these checkpoints 100 miles in to check immigration status, and I believe that's unconstitutional. Besides, the globalists don't want to check immigration status. I mean, Homeland Security has been caught hiring illegals to build part of the Texas border fence that's for show. That's on record, Associated Press, Fox News. But they can't do it for drugs. And they were sticking, having people open their doors, stick the drug dog in. This is 98 miles inside the U.S., inside South Texas. And they said, "Pull over there, we're coming on board." And I said, "Look, we're U.S. citizens. You can run the place of this vehicle." I said, "If I was from Mexico, I'm the best actor in the world, basically." And I said, "You're not going to search my vehicle with that drug dog." I said, "Besides, the government and the Border Patrol have been caught bringing drugs in here." They all smile. And then my wife got in their face. It was just not even emotionally draining. I have such clarity now that it's pure torture to have this level of understanding. We'll be right back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday, 20th day of October 2011 transmission. Wayne Madsen, who's recently been inside Libya, investigative journalist, will be joining us coming up about 25 minutes from now to break down the report that Muammar Gaddafi has been killed, hiding in a spider hole. John B. Wells, syndicated radio host for Coast to Coast AM, who covers a lot of the same issues that we get into with great eloquence, will be joining us for 50 minutes of the second hour. Webster Tarpley, who was on yesterday, will pop in because he's recently been to Libya to give us his take on this latest Muammar Gaddafi report. And I'm also going to get a 10-minute pop-in from Steve Pachinik because, again, he called us up this morning and saying he thinks it's staged and has some sources. So we'll just get about a 10-minute pop-in from him and Tarpley coming up here on the broadcast today. Now, also coming up, at least on Nightly News tonight, I may air it if Dew has time to get it off my camera and loaded. I've got to blur out my children's faces and their names and things. I went to the South Texas beach a few weeks ago over the weekend, drove back 98 miles inside the U.S., and they're now building more of these. There's over 100 in the country. There's more than 15 in Texas, and they wanted to search our car with a drug dog, and I told them no, and I said, you guys let the illegal aliens through these checkpoints. And they're on record doing that. In fact, CNS News has a report out today where Janet Napolitano is giving illegals green cards when they do arrest them. Of course, that's come out for 3 years. They're doing that. They've stopped basically all deportations of Mexicans because that's a political client state now, and I guess Democratic voters. Others, Salvadorans and others, are being shipped out of the country. In fact, they've got a big Bayview detention center down there by South Padre that's got 5,000 Salvadorans, people from El Salvador, in it. So it's also very discriminatory, but there's a globalist deal with Mexico to basically merge the two countries. It also came out in the McAllen newspaper after talk radio covered it, after Glenn Beck did, that the children are taught to pledge allegiance to Mexico and to salute the Mexican flag. This goes on all over the United States in any school that's 30 or 40% Hispanic, including Puerto Rican schools, schools that are predominantly Puerto Rican. Puerto Ricans have complained about it. This is not a new phenomenon. They say, well, we're not Mexican. Nothing wrong with being Mexican, but you know, the Ford Foundation has said, if you've got brown skin and are Latino, you are now a Mexican, because that's the political decision. They want to play those groups off against each other. And so that's why I get so angry 98 miles into the U.S. I've never left the country on the trip, and I pull up with my family, and everybody on board U.S. citizens. And you got a bunch of people with blue eyes and blonde and brown hair speaking complete Texas accents going, yeah, we're U.S. citizens. They go, pull over. We're searching. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to sue you. Okay, you come on here without a warrant. And then they send over six goons, open the door up, and I explain. I go, the government's been caught dealing drugs, including the Border Patrol. And I said, and he said, the Supreme Court's ruled we can do this. And I said, it's ruled 100 miles in. You can, and I believe it's a false ruling, but it's ruled that you can ask immigration status. You can ask if I'm a citizen or not. But I said, you're searching for drugs. He said, no, we're not. We're searching for narcotics. And I looked at the guy because they know they're outside the law. And I said, you come on here. I'm going to, you know. Going to sue you, pal. I said, I do not give consent. And the reason I got so mad yesterday, last time I had my camera going as we pulled up, and they said, turn that off. And I said, no, you're surveilling me, free speech, First Amendment. And then they came over, and then they just opened the door of the RV we were on, the InfoWars mobile, and I talked to the guy, and he said, you can go ahead and go. This time, six of them come over after they've ordered us to pull over, and they all kind of swagger over to open the door up and get in their face with righteous indignation. And this time, I didn't hold a camera up. This time, you don't see the camera until, I mean, I've got it down in my lap, until they start saying, no, we're going to search your vehicle. We're coming aboard. And that's when I get the camera out, get in their face. And look, this is a planned takedown of America. The globalists always use the crisis they create, 800 plus sanctuary cities, free tuition, free welfare, above the law, don't get arrested for DWI, don't get arrested for no insurance, get different banking rules. That's even been in the Associated Press, that the illegals get different banking rules than citizens. It's an incentive to bring them here, then turn them into a political group that will vote for gun control, open borders, basic globalism. And then as citizens of this country see what's happening and get upset by it, then the system comes in and says, that's okay. We will set up checkpoints everywhere in a police state and then have a few show arrests every year. And then release the illegal aliens out the back door. I mean, this is all on record. And there's 6.5+ billion people that want to come here. I mean, could we take them all? Maybe, if we didn't have welfare. But these groups do, on average, get on welfare. The dad goes out and works, but mama, on two or three different identification cards, gets on welfare. That's why around Texas, you can tell the illegal aliens when you see them, because they got a Western wear dress, don't speak English. got La Raza stickers all over their cars, and they're driving vehicles nicer than citizens are because they're not paying taxes on average. Mama's on three forms of welfare, and daddy's out there working hard all day. And the babies are free at the hospital. Everything's free. And citizens, no matter what color you are subsidizing it. California's bankrupt. 48 states are bankrupt. The country's going down right now. We're in a stalled depression. Mexico has been imploded by the globalists, which is designed to then drive them all up here. It's all been designed. Nobody's bad in this except the globalists. I don't blame Mexicans for wanting to come up here, especially now that it's a genocidal Mad Max world, literally, down in Mexico. And that's how Mexican citizens were describing it to me the 5 days I was down at the coast doing an investigation. That's what Hispanic Texans told me. That's what white and black Texans all told me. And they were all scared to talk on the radio except one gentleman. And he completely concurred, a Hispanic gentleman who we had on a few days ago, and a veteran as well. And a lot of the stuff he told me off record, he didn't repeat on air. It's because then they'd be able to tell who he was, and people are living in fear down there. I'm going to get into the whole Gaddafi thing here in just a moment. We'll spend a lot of time on that today. But here's what I'm talking about. Every time this happens, you're always told it's the first time it's happened. This is not the first time it's happened. It is in Tennessee and a surrounding four-state area that this happened in 2009. It's in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I had the state rep on. The governor put out a statement. They had 14 federal agencies. This was in the newspapers. 14 federal agencies setting up checkpoints on major highways, pulling families over, two-hour-long waits, shutting down entire highways. They're putting up the highway divider chains now to keep people from being able to flee. A total control grid is going into place for martial law, for continuity of government. They have resettlement specialists hired by the hundreds of thousands. They've got the camps built, Houston Chronicle. This is all going on for the total depression they've engineered. The globalists have been gearing up for this for 15 years. But they always say it's the first time. This is going on in California, Texas. It's going on in every state. They have TSA checkpoints going back at least 8 years in Florida, 9 years, 10 years in D.C., Dallas about 5 years, Boston, Massachusetts. It's been going on everywhere. And you pull up to a checkpoint. We caught beta drills of this with the U.S. Army in 98. That's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. But here it is, News Channel 5. Tennessee becomes first state to fight terrorism statewide. And it goes on. You're probably used to seeing TSA signature blue uniforms at the airport. See, you're used to it. But now agents are hitting the interstates to fight terrorism with visible intermodal prevention and response, or VIPR. I've been writing about VIPR for 8 plus 9 years or so. It's in my film, Martial Law, 2005. Where is a terrorist more apt to be found? Not these days on an airplane, more likely on the interstate, said Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security Commissioner Bill Gibbons. And it goes on to say TSA will be there commanding local police, searching citizens, bus stations, 18-wheelers, you name it. And it says it's not a response to any particular threat. Tuesday's statewide VIPR operation isn't a response to any particular threat, according to officials. ARMS said intelligence indicate law enforcement should focus on the highways as well as the airports. You see, terrorists could be anywhere. So you are all, and I am, we are all together, guilty until proven innocent, but they, the government, they are above reproach. Turns out the government's running the drugs. The government's laundering the money. The government's running the child kidnapping rings publicly with private contractors. The government is the criminal enterprise. And this is domestic checkpoints all over America in the middle of the country. You know, 600 miles from the border. Tennessee. 600, 700 miles from the border. Maybe further. And you've got checkpoints everywhere now. And you pull up to these, and they get you out with your kids. You go to a high school football game, now they search you. It's the total lineup. Show me your papers. And by the way, they've announced hands are going in the pants of you and your wife and your children.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
For anyone who's been in denial, we have a Nobel Peace Prize winner launching wars in Uganda, Chad, Libya, saying days, not weeks. We have all over the United States people getting on buses, trains, aircraft, and now highways, and you drive up, you sit there for an hour, and you get there, and there's state police with TSA directing them, and they jerk you out of your car and now put their hands on your body. In fact, yesterday, pulling up to the thing, I saw them pulling over some cars and getting people out, and I just can't handle it anymore because I can't take it anymore. I mean, it's so asinine. It's come out in federal court that the Border Patrol was ordered by the FBI, DEA, and others to allow drugs to come in to the United States and guns to go into Mexico. I mean, is that saying the average Border Patrol agent is a bad person? No. But they're not even allowed to do their job. It's all just show. It's all just show. And it's all about having a pretext to train the public to pull up to checkpoints and to have your car torn apart and drug dogs on board and the way they look at you. And I was watching this video out of Tennessee where they're running checkpoints, searching people just randomly on the highway with TSA in command. And you see the state police, you know, with their eyes all slit looking at you. How about you? How about you be under suspicion, as the founding fathers said, as the number one danger, big government, a fearful master, a dangerous servant, a fearful master like fire. How about you? How about you being the danger, pulling up people in uniforms with slit eyes, you know, looking at you all with their eyes all, you know, angry at you, just squinting their eyes like they're the good guy in some Western and you're the bad guy. They're Clint Eastwood and you're the bad guy. No, you're not the bad guy. You're your family going to church or going to work or trying to get down the road to see grandma. And you pull up, there's a bunch of government crooks violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution, waddling around, destroying America, stabbing it in the heart, looking at you like you're bad, when this entire government is up to its eyeballs in drug dealing and money laundering. This stinking criminal government made drugs illegal to explode the amount of people using it, to put money into it, to corrupt this society. And I'm sick of a bunch of known drug-dealing criminals, state police all over the country, pulling people over, stealing their money. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the asset forfeiture, all of it. I'm calling the whole system out. I'm done. I can't take it anymore. Everything we said is true. It's all coming true. It's all happening, and it's only going to get worse from here. They're setting up a red terror in this country of control. And I'm not saying all the Border Patrol are bad or the average cop's bad. I know most of you aren't bad. But you better stand up and say no to this. This is classical tyranny staring us in the face. There's no room for denial anymore. And the funny thing is, I wasn't even disgusted or even so much angry. I was beyond it. I was like looking at little children in their little uniforms waddling around on their power trips, and as soon as I looked at them with disgust and disdain, they were melting like little babies before me, which is even scarier. They're little boys in dress-up, pulling a family over, pretending that they're trying to keep America safe. You aren't allowed to keep America safe. You work for the criminals. It doesn't matter if you're good or bad. You work for criminals. This government is illegitimate and hijacked and foreign-run. I'm going to come back and tell you what I think about Gaddafi, then we'll go to Wayne Madsen. We'll play the video, and I'll give you my analysis of it. But at the end of the day, it's a distraction from what's happening economically in Europe. God help us. Do you know how bad this depression is going to get? Why do you think they're turning on all the checkpoints all over the country right now, and the secret police, and the CIA is coming out admitting that they're federalizing local police departments? Totally illegal. They are going to turn the resources off in this country. And I'm going to tell you right now, Mitt Romney, Herman Cain, Rick Perry, Barack Obama aren't going to save you. We're going to help ourselves. And we're also going to have a national debate about what side are you on. A lot of people are choosing right now. They're choosing the side of good, by the way. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
And I'll crash it down, and you break your crown, and you put your faith up, but there's no one around. Just one thing, just a blade of cheese, but the castle's crumble bigger than for just a day. Where's your crown, King? I say.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want my view on the whole Muammar Gaddafi situation, it's this. With bin Laden, we knew he had kidney failure 10 years ago or more. We know he was at the American hospital, visited by the CIA, CBS News, Le Figaro of France. We know that his family was awarded giant contracts for U.S. military bases, the largest construction firm in the Middle East, bin Laden Construction. They're the folks that air-conditioned Mecca. You know, to give you my view on this Gaddafi thing, I have to first give you some history. And bottom line, to simplify it, is this. The bin Laden thing was fake because we know bin Laden was already dead from scores of credible sources, including Madeleine Albright, who came out and told Bush, don't roll him out dead. We know you've got him on ice. Walter Cronkite. You don't get more insider than that. He played footsie with the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, most elite encampment, Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg, you name it. He came out right before the 04 election and said, don't bring him out. I had Bush administration official sources. I had Steve Pachinik, Council on Foreign Relations, back at the time saying it was all staged in 2002. So that we knew was fake, and we said fake situation room photo, not live video feeds, throwing the body in the water, the way they had the media all ready to go with it, and Obama making the announcement. That's when you know something's fake. That was fake. I don't know about this. The video has the customary super shaky, and then there's one video still that they cut to. We're rolling the video right now. This person's either the worst camera person in the known galaxy, or this is a staged video. And we've seen staged videos out of Iran of a young woman shot and bleeding to death. That was fake. We've seen fake bin Laden videos. The point is, when you have a government and a NATO system that lies incessantly, you don't know what the truth is. It's like if you have a neighbor or somebody in business you've worked with who lies most of the time. You never know. So it's not bad to question this. In fact, you should. But knowing his psychology, knowing where he most likely would be in his hometown, knowing about the month-and-a-half-long siege, they claim they killed him before, or he ran to Venezuela. They claim they killed his sons over and over again. That wasn't true. They claim they killed his firstborn, the Shield of Islam. That's how it translates, and they hadn't. So I'd say 60-40, my gut. My gut says that's probably Gaddafi. He's probably dead. Just knowing the MO, staying, fighting 7 months against the Al-Qaeda rebels. It's kind of like, you know, he's the ugly, they're the bad. I'm not saying Gaddafi's a good guy, but it's good, the bad, and the ugly. And the people running our country certainly aren't the good. And Al-Qaeda certainly isn't the good. Or the ugly. They're the bad. So is Saudi Arabia. There's no doubting I'll take Gaddafi any day over Saudi Arabia and the unspeakable decadence and evil and British intelligence model they use. It's true that he was a dictator. It's true he bucked the system. It's true he was building up all of Africa. It's true the guy lived in a little tent with plastic chairs while everybody thought he was behind his armored compound. That's why they wanted to get rid of him. And now they're going to bring in the forced inoculations. They're going to cut off the water supply, the austerity. They have put Al-Qaeda in control. They say thousands, upwards of 10,000 different types of missiles, several thousand shoulder-launched, have fallen into the hands of Al-Qaeda. Think about this. Put Al-Qaeda in charge of Libya. Call them freedom fighters. Have the Facebook guy that ran the Arab Spring in Egypt overthrowing the old dictator, Mubarak, bringing in something far worse now. And then he's now running with the CIA and State Department, the Occupy Wall Street situation. I want to get Wayne Madsen's take on that from WayneMadsenReport.com. But I wanted to give you my preface first. I don't know what's going on here. People say, tell us, Alex. I don't know. Learning to judge from videos, they can fake almost anything. The Mutallab video, it was obviously fake with a hood over it. They just projected his head in and had him turn. That was clearly a fake. The bin Laden videos turned out to be fake. I could look at them and tell you they were fakes. One of them was a standard computer-generated dummy model that you can get in even cheap programs. That was later confirmed with voice print and video analysis to be fake by major universities. This video, just looking at it with the eye, looks real. But their CG is getting better. They could have already killed him somewhere else and just want to release this. We don't know. He could have run to Uganda, and that's why Special Forces went in there. Then they drug his body back. We got Pachinik popping in later for 10 minutes on this. We got Tarpley popping in for 15, 20 minutes or so. We have an article up at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Killing Gaddafi spares International Criminal Court embarrassment for U.S. and Britain. Like Milosevic, Gaddafi would have thrust Western support for Al-Qaeda fighters under the spotlight. Now, one reason into this whole intelligence mix that I think it could be staged, but my gut says probably not, and my gut's frankly never wrong, but we have to leave it open, is that you notice Europe didn't go along with the total private banker takeover and the end of all sovereignty being held hostage by the banksters. They didn't do that today. So all Hades is breaking loose there. Major states are banning cash sales, like Louisiana. There's a lot of big police state developments. Checkpoints are popping up nationwide right now. We're going into another degree of martial law. So while all this is happening, and that's coming up, we're busy looking at Gaddafi. Now, a man who's been brave enough this year to be there, Harpley's also was there just a few months ago under bombardment, is Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com, and he joins us to give us his first look analysis of this Gaddafi situation. I haven't gotten your view yet, Wayne. You just heard my first look analysis. What's your take as a former NSA analyst, Navy submarine warfare expert, top journalist reporting for some of the biggest publications in the world on Capitol Hill, is somebody that tracks what these disinfo people do. What's your gut level first look analysis, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I also agree with you, Alex. I think although it's too soon to tell, and because we've been inundated with all this disinformation before, curveballs, yellow cake, uranium, all these other fakes, you know, the riots in Syria that were actually riots in Bahrain. The fact that Al Jazeera was the first to report this, we know about their ties to the government of Qatar and what they've done with the CIA in the past. My gut feeling says he's dead, but I also would point out initial reports were that he was shot in the legs. There was one photo I saw clearly of a head wound. It could be that he did try to maybe surrender. Maybe they executed him. It doesn't say a whole lot for Obama's wall of the jungle foreign policy, because that's what it is. It's no different than Bush's when we killed Saddam Hussein's two sons. And in a very macabre scene, we saw them laid out on some slabs. Later, we saw the photo purportedly of Saddam Hussein after he was executed. He still maintained he was president of Iraq. Gaddafi still maintained that he was the leader of Libya. I would say that, as with Saddam Hussein, the situation with Gaddafi, President Obama has violated Executive Order 12333, which was initiated by President Ford, signed off by Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and even the first President Bush, George H.W. Bush. He's violated that. He has assisted in the assassination of a foreign head of state, and Mr. Obama should be basically indicted by the House Judiciary Committee. That's called impeachment. He should go before the Senate, and he should be tried.
Well, they sell these great evils in the name of, we did this to somebody who's unpopular, but that's how Hitler started what he did, and every other tyrant has led nations into total tyranny down this primrose path. But again, knowing Gaddafi saying he was going to stay and fight to the end, getting his family out, following that line of reasoning, he probably fought to the death. They're just claiming he tried to surrender in the first reports so that they don't make him look like even more of a John Wayne type martyr to the people there. But I think undoubtedly now this is going to make him a martyr, whether it's true or not. My gut tells me it is. With these thousands of data points coming in.
Right. We had that other situation initially. The rebel movement, the new government of Libya, said that they were going to take his body to a secret location because they didn't want a shrine, they didn't want a memorial where his followers would flock to that. Again, here we have the same situation with bin Laden. What are they going to do, dispose of the body somewhere? We'll never know where it is. We'll never have any kind of independent means to verify that, in fact, he was killed and how he was killed. I mean, this is done in any murder situation in this country. There are autopsies done. There are medical examiners that issue a report. We don't have that situation probably in this case, and that's going to just open up more, and I hate to say the word, conspiracy theories, because the government allows itself to be charged with these conspiracy theories because they are not forthcoming with the truth.
Well, that's another good point. I'm glad you raised that. And that just adds to the suspicion that it could be staged, or they killed him in Uganda or something, where we know special forces were seen just last week. Gaddafi body being taken to secret location, Reuters reports. Still, Western media has not confirmed any of this. They're just going off what the famously unreliable al-Qaeda people are saying. The body of deposed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is being taken to a location which is being kept secret for security reasons, a National Transportation Transnational Council official said today. Gaddafi died of wounds suffered Thursday as fighters battling to complete an 8-month-old uprising against the rule overran his hometown of CERT, Libya's interim ruler, said Gaddafi's body is with our own unit in a car. We are taking the body to a secret place for security reasons. Mohammed Abdel Kafi, an NTC official al-Qaeda person, said in the city of Misrata, told Reuters, you've been to Libya repeatedly. You've seen the breakdown here. Even if they really did kill him, which I'm leaning towards, then just letting his body disappear or this made-up burial at sea, sleeps with the fishes, that way they can never really charge anybody or say who really killed him and then basically not have war crimes be brought up here.
Well, exactly, and also gets people like Obama and David Cameron and Nicolas Sarkozy off the hook as far as state-sponsored assassinations, which is still illegal in this country, and it has been since the 1970s when the executive order was instituted because of the CIA's role in the assassination of Chilean President Salvador Allende and President Trujillo of the Dominican Republic and President Diem of South Vietnam and others. That's why the law was instituted. And I say that the Congress now has to, whether you like Gaddafi or not, most people, he's not, you know, he was an endearing figure. The other thing I want to point out, when Mr. Obama was in South Chicago in the 1980s, spying on the Nation of Islam and the Black Panthers and the Al-Rukin gang, one of the things he was looking at was those movements, those black social movements getting support from Gaddafi. I would also suggest that this was a vendetta by Obama that goes back to when he was working for the CIA in Chicago in the 1980s, and he has his fingerprints all over the death of Gaddafi. I believe he ordered it. I believe he was settling old scores, and this is exactly what the executive order was, one of the things that was supposed to prevent people like Nixon settling scores with people he didn't like overseas and LBJ.
Or domestic. I mean, now they're saying they'll kill U.S. citizens, no judge, no jury, anytime they want, including in America. We have Reuters reporting and UPI 5 years ago when Israel said, we'll kill U.S. citizens inside the U.S., and our own government said, come on in. So now I guess U.S. citizens are basically, according to the globalists, the lowest form of filth.
Right. And the one thing I would point out, Obama's sending troops to Uganda. It's quite clear that Sudan, what remains of that country, is next on the target list. Omar Bashir, the president of that country, he's got an international criminal court warrant against him. Who's next? Who's next? Whether these guys are elected or not, they are the heads of state. It's illegal for U.S. presidents to involve themselves in their assassination. So I say start with this Gaddafi death. U.S. supported this military operation. Yeah. Obama lied. He said it wasn't regime change. Of course it was regime change. We saw that today with Gaddafi's supposed body. And what more proof does one need? I would hope that we stop this with the presidency. Bush and now Obama hold these people accountable. They're violating U.S. law. They need to be held accountable. Obama needs to be impeached. Bush is out of office. We can't do it to him, but we can stop Obama in his tracks.
Wayne, let's expand on this. Clearly, the UN, NATO, global corporate axis is making its move. It's imploding Europe, setting up a financial dictatorship, admitting no sovereignty of the countries, irrevocably transferred. I mean, that is total domination. That is total occupation. That is just the equivalent of Hitler rolling into France. I mean, it's on. Or the Soviets rolling into the Czechoslovakia. All of this happening, you've got global Ponzi operations being imploded in other parts of the world, not just in Europe. You've got it coming to a head here in the United States. You've got Soros clearly trying to energize and take over the Occupy Wall Street. You've got this new UN model of having rebels try to overthrow a government. Then Western powers come in and back them up, engage in huge war crimes and call it peace. Why is the Western establishment moving on every front right now? Is it out of strength or out of an attempt to globally intimidate the world?
Well, they see they're on their last legs. They see what's happening to their economies. They see that the BRIC countries, that Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and Turkey and others, their economies are doing much better. These are the rising world powers. We already have Putin, the next president of Russia, the once and future president of Russia, talking about a new Eurasian economic union to rival the collapsing European Union. You know what this is? This is these are the final death throes of a dying empire, the U.S. and its extended empire around the world and all of its vassal states, England, France, Germany, and others. They're collapsing, and this is what we see with empires. They do these Hail Mary passes thinking they're going to survive when, in fact, they know they're going down. And you know, Obama sending troops to Uganda to defeat the Lord's Resistance Army of Joseph Kony, who's basically out of the picture. He has been for some years. This is a 25-year-old rebellion against our dictator in Uganda, Museveni, and all of a sudden he decides to send troops. This is all about oil. This is about denying Uganda's oil to the Chinese and use it as a launching pad to go after what remains of the country of Sudan. So that's what we've got going on here. This is a power play, but these empires are collapsing. The U.S. has no influence left in Latin America, for example. The Monroe Doctrine is finished, and we're seeing a lot of other doctrines go down the tubes, including Obama's. I think Obama's doctrine of backing these rebel movements and what's called R2P, responsibility to protect, this nonsense that came out of Samantha Power.
Stay there. Let's come back and break that down and look at Occupy Wall.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ and InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ and InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn. Enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Has even tried to dump the wine spread much too long. Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah.
Sucking the blood of the children.
Sucking the children.
The Babylon system is the the vampire, I want to be clear here. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, is what Lord Acton said hundreds of years ago. That's just common sense. I love America. I love our republic. I know we've been the good guys compared to many others in history. The human condition is the human condition. The great heights, the great lows. The wondrous heights, the painful, disgusting lows. When we talk about China, Russia, all these groups, very corrupt, serious problems. But because they weren't as powerful and good as we were, when evil took them over, they just disintegrated. When evil took us over, it had an engine of incredible power. And because we were the good guys, we became very naive and just bought into the fact that we're the good guys, that's it. All over this country now, they have TSA checkpoints on highways searching families. I went through one yesterday, and but up in Tennessee now, you know, Homeland Security pulling families out. I mean, they're really gearing up for total collapse, and the empire needs to have total tyranny because it knows it's going to end up going to prison. See, it's an all or nothing. The globalists have committed, as Wayne said, a Hail Mary's been thrown here. They're going to try to get class warfare going. They're going to try to trigger the revolution themselves through Occupy Wall Street, which now is admitted to be run by the State Department, and the government's going to use that for austerity. We're in deep, 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 deep trouble. So when we talk about all the evil our country's doing, remember, that's a hijacked nation. I don't blame the German people. They got seduced by Hitler. I blame the few million that actually aided him and knew what was happening. I don't blame the Russians for monsters like Lenin and Stalin. It happens through a progress. Or the Chinese for Mao. Or Mexicans for what's happening in Mexico. It's a process. It's the norm. Going back to Wayne, I'll keep him 5 minutes in the next hour if he can do it. And then we've got our next guest joining us. But Wayne, you hear what I'm saying here, don't you? I mean, my point is looking at history, studying things, to watch the system running around, getting everything ready for martial law, and selling political arrest. What is the elite getting ready for? How does Occupy Wall Street tie into that? What's your take on it?
Well, I you know, it's always good when you see people, especially grassroots with homemade signs out there, exercising their First Amendment rights, protesting these outrages that have been taking place in this country. But it's also, I said, the usual thing, and I saw it here in Washington with the Occupy movement here, where a representative of one of the labor unions said to the group at Freedom Plaza here, hey, listen, if you guys want bottled water, just go down and march in the march for Obama's jobs bill. You know, that was the one that contained free trade agreements that was going to see U.S. jobs go away to South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. Go down and support that, and the AFL-CIO will give you all the free bottled water you want. You know, bribery. This is just all bribery. You know, and it was quite clear.
Yeah, but hold it right there. Hold it right there. Yeah. You've got the unions calling for globalism, which gets rid of the jobs. And right. People say, why don't I support the unions? Support the unions. They're not even supporting our jobs.
Well, let me tell you, when that offer was made, at least the consensus of the group there was no. They rejected it. They said, no, we'll get our water from somewhere else. So people are wise to what's going on here. They're wise to what Obama's trying to do and what David Plouffe is trying to do in trying to co-opt this movement for the election cycle. And so, I mean, that's what I think we have to be wary of. And, of course, yes, George Soros has billions to throw at this.
Wayne, stay there. WayneMadsenReport.com, because I want to do 5 more minutes with you. I had a John B. Wells, syndicated talk show host, joining us. I want to have you finish up with the whole George Soros angle. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.